Amen. That's I keep trying to talk Kathy into going north. I want to get up. I want to stay in the upper part of the lower. My sister is a school teacher up there. She teaches the Indian tribes. I don't know what grade. I think it's 8th or 9th, something like that. And, I'm telling you, they run her ragged up there. Those kids are something else, and they got their own lingo. And, you know, she don't know what they're talking about half the time because I guess the reservation's teaching them their language, which is a good thing. Keep it moving. But, I'm telling you, she calls me and just, oh, you wouldn't believe what this and this. And she said, you want a bow and arrow? It was 1853 or something. I said, no, you better keep it up there. I'm liable to hurt myself. But anyway, they get all kinds of goodies going on up there in the upper with the tribes. I think it's great that she got a job up there. She's been there for, I don't know, 2 years now, maybe three. And she loves it up there. I said, there's too darn much snow up there. She called me one day. She said, well, the phones are still working. Yeah? Well, why wouldn't they be? She said, because we got 37 inches of snow last night. And it's like, oh, no, I'm like it right here.
That's a lot of snow. Now, we were up there. We did kind of a tour. I think it was three summers ago now. And you could see where people had mailboxes attached to their upper decks. You know, they had like these double-deck porches. And their mailbox was up there. And Terry said, that's so they can deliver the mail on a snowmobile. I said, you've got to be kidding me. He says, nope, they get a lot of snow up here.